here in Maasai Lodge in Ongata Rongai in Kajiado County in the Rift Valley in the Republic of Kenya. And today we look at the relationship between Africa and Russia. And it is important that we have a little history to this conversation, because Africa may be talked of as if she is one unit, and that is the ultimate aim. But the reality is that there are 54 African countries recognized by the UN, and there are 55 countries. And if you ask others, they could even be more, because there are others agitating for recognition. But that notwithstanding, there is the desire on the part of Africans to have unity. And that is the very reason why programs such as Africa Agenda 2063 and Africa Continental Free Trade Area are given pride of place, because they form the foundation stone upon which Africa can begin to operate, not in silos, but as a united front, so that our affairs can be dealt with and dealt with effectively. It is also important to note that Africa cannot exist in isolation from the rest of the world. That is the reality of the world. So there'll always be people who want to woo Africa. And we have seen such attempts at Africa being wooed from across the world, whether it's the Chinese, the Japanese, the European Union, or the United States of America, or the United Arab Emirates. Everybody tries to woo the continent of Africa for a number of reasons, and Russia is not excluded in that regard. Number one, it is important to note that Africa has a young population. So there is a sense in which one wants to work with Africa, because that population is young and mobile and may be useful in industries in different parts of the world. Number two, Africa has resources which are necessary to power the fourth industrial revolution and the fifth industrial revolution. And number three, there is a sense in which Africans are demonstrating resentment towards the former colonizers, who are seen to be parasitic and are seen to be unappreciative of the contribution that Africa has made to their economies. And this is where Russia comes in. But Russia comes in with a history, and that history is important. That Russia is seen as the immediate successor of the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union did have what may be characterized as a positive influence in the continent of Africa, or as a positive contribution to the continent of Africa, at three levels. Level number one, that the Soviet Union was never a colonizer. Number two, that the Soviet Union did not exploit the resources of Africa during the days that the European powers were. And number three is that the Soviet Union did actually help a number of African countries in the struggle for independence. And perhaps number four, that the Soviet Union did offer necessary scholarships to young Africans in the 1960s, complete with the naming of a university in Moscow after Patrice Emery Lumumba, known as the Patrice Emery Lumumba Friendship University. With the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1990, Russia then took that space. And that is how the emergence of Russia and the relationship between Russia and Africa must be understood. So that today, in many African countries, and this has been specifically in countries such as Egypt, we have seen this in Mali, we have seen this in Chad, we have seen this in Central African Republic, we have seen this in Sudan, we have seen this in countries such as even Tanzania and even South Africa. The presence of Russia through our embassies and an attempt to ensure that Russia is participating at several levels. Level number one is at the level of agriculture. Russia has been present in the supply of fertilizers. That in itself is very important in Africa's attempt to ensure that she's capable of feeding herself. Number two, in the area of necessary nuclear technology, because Africans now recognize that they need nuclear technology for peaceful uses. And we have seen in the Sahelian region that has been very useful in terms of trying to engage with a view to transferring technology. And if one ever doubted this, there have been quite a number of very instructive meetings held in Russia under the invitation of President Vladimir Putin in Sochi, where a number of African countries have attended. And if you look at the documentation in that meeting or that has emerged from that meeting, a number of areas have been the focus. Agriculture has been included, technological collaboration has been included, military collaboration has been included, health has been included, education has been included. And these are important areas for the continent of Africa. The question is, how does Africa engage? In the recent past, we have also seen Russia being involved in terms of supporting administrations which had been abandoned by France. In Central African Republic, when the French left what was essentially a vacuum, in the Sahelian region, when the French were being thrown out, and when they were being thrown out, it was indeed the fact that they were supporting men and women whose agenda was to undermine the new popular administration. It is Russians who supported these administrations by offering training and security. So Russia has also been very present in offering security for those countries which are under problems, and effectively, therefore, supporting the strengthening of these African administrations. The question is, has Africa defined her agenda? Because in such interactions, it is very important that Africans define their agenda. And I and others look forward to such agenda being defined under the aegis of the African Union. I hope that the African Union will be re-energized. And the beauty is that Africa, in many ways, has already defined that agenda. And that agenda has already been documented after Africa, under Africa Agenda 2063. The question now is harmonization. Because although we have Africa Agenda 2063, it must be harmonized with regional and national interests, from SADC to Central Africa to West Africa to the Maghreb to East Africa and to the Horn of Africa, and they must be dovetailed to speak to only one thing, and that thing is what is in the best interest of Africa, so that the relationship between the continent of Africa and Russia will be a symbiotic relationship. What Africa does not want to see going forward is that we are replacing one colonizer with another. And it is in this regard that when we are engaging as a continent with Russia, we must also be bold enough to tell them, our Russian friends, you have been with us during difficult moments. When you come now, you come with the spirit of friendship. You come with the spirit of collaboration, so that when you are strong in aviation technology, support us in improving our aviation technology. When you are coming with satellite technology, support us in satellite technology. When you are coming with technology that will help us prepare our military arsenal, support us with that technology. When you are strong in the area of developing motor vehicles, support us in that technology. When you are coming with any other technology, let us be people who work together. And in that spirit, let us also remember the words of Kwame Nkrumah when he said, we are looking neither east nor west, we are looking forward. And if you want to walk with us, we want to walk with you on that basis. Particularly in critical areas, we must remind the Russians that we know that when it was the Soviet Union, you helped us, you helped Egypt build the Aswan High Dam. We know that you helped in different areas. When we want to develop our hydroelectric and you have that technology, please help us. When we want to help have solar, help us. When we want to ensure that our young men and women want to produce vaccines, help us. When you want us to get into any area of technology, help us. And when you want to mine our minerals, don't take our minerals in the ore form. Let us have value addition in the continent of Africa. Let us enrich our uranium in the continent of Africa, and you can have a portion of it. That is the kind of relationship that we expect to have with Russia. So far, so good. And we hope that that is what will remain, so that the relationship will grow from strength to strength. And we may say that Russians are indeed friends in need. And then we meet, we can have exchanges which will enhance the relationship in this generation and generations yet to come. I have no doubt in my mind that that can be achieved. But of the African continent, the time is now for the African continent to organize. That organization from the African continent not only requires, but demands, number one, that we eliminate all the conflicts in the continent of Africa, that we continue to speak with one voice. Our diplomacy must be clear. And once our diplomacy is clear, then we engage our Russian brothers and sisters. And the next time we are meeting about Russia and Africa, I want that the Russians, led by President Vladimir Putin, will no longer invite us to Sochi, that President Vladimir Putin will come to Addis Ababa in Ethiopia and meet Africans at the headquarters of the continent of Africa. And on that day, we shall forge a bond of friendship, never to be broken, as long as both parties remain faithful in the knowledge that, as Chinua Achebe once said, you scratch my back and I scratch your back, and we call each other's comrades in arms. That is what we expect to happen, so that Russia remains what she has always been, a partner for good, not a colonizer. I hope and pray that that will be sooner rather than later. Let us say our bye-byes to meet again as we continue the conversation. Thank you and be blessed.